ye, hire ye. I declare myself pickled pink about...
Yo, Dave, what's up, man? It's Giggles.
Dave and Giggles, it's not trash.
I think you just became my personal hero.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Ah, fuck it, dude. Let's go bowling.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
Shut up! Shut!
Well, I'm going to hell.
I got my hair out. I got my muscle brown. Giggles going all out.
That's a new intro.
I like it. Yeah. I like it a lot, Dave.
You like that?
Dave.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm proud of you.
I'm proud of you too, buddy.
Sometimes, like, you pull out all the stops, you know? Like,
what does that mean?
What was I doing while you were setting up?
Going to get a shower and then going to get a sandwich.
Oh, I got a sausage.
You got a sausage?
I got a hot, well, a cold Polish sausage.
Cold Polish sausage.
It was good. Needed something to get me
going. Man, I just don't even know what to do with you.
No. You look good, though.
You look real good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. We haven't been on the radio in quite some time.
It's been way too long.
I have ceased working at my job, and you have started to go to a clown college.
I took clown school this week.
What? Should we get into that now?
Yeah. If you want. I mean,
what is going on? What clown college?
It's not like Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey clowns.
But
it's
what
not
is
like
it? Scary,
you know. It's the clown, like the theater clown, you know, is like the clown that's the sort of the jester and sort of that, you know, innocence of acting. I'm just kind of like wide-eyed.
How much are you paying for this clown college?
I won't discuss those details.
Is it over $100?
Oh, totally.
Is it over $100? All right, so you're going to the clown college, you're paying over $100. How many sessions you get?
It was 5 days.
5 days?
Yeah.
What do they teach you?
A lot of stuff, man. It's
because I've seen people go to clown colleges. Homer Simpson, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
And his specialty was squirting water out of a flower.
But see, you're thinking of the wrong clowns.
What kind of clown are you?
These are like the Shakespearean clowns. You know, do you know anything about theater?
I really don't.
All right. Well, then I feel like I'm talking to a brick wall here if I'm trying to.
Tell me something about theater and tell me something about Shakespearean clowns. They're the ones that walk around with skulls in their hand.
No, that's Hamlet.
Is that Shakespeare? Isn't that Shakespeare?
Yeah, it's Hamlet, dude. You just going to throw out that stereotypical reference from Hamlet? I can't believe you. Look, all right.
Tell me about clown college.
It's not a clown. It's a clown college. It's a workshop.
No, it's clown college. You are going to clown college.
Yeah, and I might just go for the second week, too.
All right, so what didn't they teach you in the first week that you have to go to the second week?
Second week is more intense. Like, the first week, you just get a sort of, like, a nice little taste of it, and you know.
What did you learn? What did you learn?
Basic, it's just, it's not so much about what you learn, it's about how you...
You haven't given me one iota of information about clown college.
It's opening yourself up as an actor. You know, on the stage.
So you're taking acting classes.
Basically, yeah. It's not only clown school.
I thought we were done with acting.
Who's this wee stuff?
I'm speaking for you now. I thought we've told you that you can't act.
Oh, you're a son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch. No, man, I'm not quitting it. I'm not, you know.
You're not out of it.
I'm not going to quit. No, man. I mean, acting is what I do. It's what I went to school for. It's what I love to do. It's what I wanted to do when I was a little kid.
All right.
And in many different, you know, what?
No, go on.
In many different parameters of it, you know? Like,
what does that mean?
Parameters?
Well, I mean, what are the parameters? I understand,
like,
what parameters
going,
is.
You know, studying theater and studying acting and, you know, always wanting to do that and perform, it helps you out in so many other jobs.
All right.
You know, like, I'm a friendly dude. And I, you know, I take that into everything I do.
So you're going to be doing kid parties?
No.
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 That's because that's what I thought originally. Like, oh, he's going to do kid parties. That's great. Yeah. The little, like, I'm going to, like, learn how to face paint.
No, it's not that kind of stuff. Man, you know, it's amazing.
I got actually a really funny story about face painting.
Yeah?
So when I was in high school, I would do a lot of the kids' days and stuff like that. And I was a face painter. I would face paint a whole bunch of kids' faces. One time, Johnny up in Boston.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny up in Boston, me and him did face painting, and he asked his kid, "What do you want on your face?" And the kid said, "I want the Knicks logo." So John was like, all right, I'll paint the Knicks logo. Right? He painted the thing, and the kid was like, thanks, 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 ran off. Came back, like, 2 minutes later and goes, you spelled Knicks wrong. He spelled it N-K-I-C-K-S. And he wrote it on this kid's face. So that kid was walking around with Nick spelled wrong on his face.
Oh, poor kid.
Yeah. So that's what you're going to do, face painting, huh?
No, no. I saw a kid on the subway today, man. I think he was, like, he was just yelling.
What was
like,
he yelling about?
He was just yelling just to make noise, you know? And I thought, I mean, maybe the kid has developmental disabilities or something, because he should be old enough to say words, you know? But he was just like, he's just like high pitched screaming and like, you know, yelling.
So what were you doing? Just staring at him?
Yeah, I was totally staring at him.
What did the mother do?
She put his hand over his mouth, but that's not gonna do anything, you know.
The kid bite it?
No, he did something to it. I didn't stare that long. But it just, you know, it was the noisiest kid I've ever heard on the subway. You know?
Let's talk about subways for a moment, if we will. I wish we had someone here to talk to about this, because it's just absurd. This. Mm. Last thing that happened between us on this back of the subway.
What? Oh, this.
I want to put this out to the audience, and I want answers. Email us at davengiggles@gmail.com. If someone tells you, all right, we'll meet on the platform. Now, keep in mind, the platform has no phone service, no cell service, so you can't talk to someone once you get down there. No communication, unless you live out in here, Ridgefield, and you have elevated subways. Mm-hmm. I don't. You know this.
Right. Are you going to finish? Because I found your first flaw right there.
Well, where's
you
the
say
flaw.
Platform, but I thought back of the train.
Yeah, I told you to meet us on the back of the subway. Yes, the last subway car.
Yeah, and I was on that car looking for
you.
If you
don't see me get on, because you're getting on first. If you don't see me get, this is a word to the wise. Like if someone tells you to meet them on the subway, and if you don't see them get on because you get on before them, don't go.
Yeah, you should probably
step
get off.
Step off.
Yeah.
Because I'm waiting down there, four trains pass, four subway cars pass. I'm like, where the hell is he? Did he ditch me? Totally did. Totally ditched me. And I can't get in touch with you.
No, you have no way.
So you left me stranded.
And you were late for the meeting.
Is that what partners do?
No.
Is that what partners do?
All right, well, listen. All right, in my defense, all right, not to say that two wrongs make a right, but that night I was supposed to meet up with you guys in Brooklyn, and you're like, oh.
That was so long ago?
Well, still, dude, we're even.
I told you to walk past the park. On Manhattan Avenue. No, I told you Metropolitan.
Metropolitan, but you guys are really on Manhattan Avenue.
Sure.
That, two different things.
The park was the important thing issue there.
Platform, subway car, you know?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
Tomato,
you get
tomato.
Off. You
tomato,
get
tomato,
off.
Tomato. Hey, Dave.
So you're going to take Clown College next week?
I think so.
So, like, honestly, what's one thing they've taught you?
Mm. It's like... We do this one exercise where you get up in front of the class. Are you listening to me?
Yeah, I'm totally listening. No. Just talk. Why are you pulling the curtains back?
Sorry. All right, so we do this one exercise where it doesn't really matter.
No, go ahead.
Yeah,
what's your
really,
exercise?
You really don't care.
I do care. I'm getting something set up. I swear to God.
All right.
Oh, man.
Well, we do this one exercise where we, like, you know, everybody's watching, you know, everybody's
listening
in the audience, and you come on stage by yourself and you go, you know, you come on and you're like, hey, guys, look at this. And you have to do something that's funny. You know, you have to make them laugh. So, you know,
this show isn't.
What?
This show isn't.
This show isn't making people laugh.
Making people laugh.
No, they're like, well, these two guys bitching at each other.
All right, go on. What did you do to make them laugh?
I was beatboxing and did ballet moves at the same time.
That would be pretty
funny. It was pretty funny.
You did pirouettes and all those
sorts
of things?
Yeah, totally. Most people don't know that I can do pirouettes.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's a pretty ugly thing.
Yeah. But, yeah. I mean, that's pretty deep, you know, to go on stage and just have to make a group of 18 people laugh. You know?
That is a difficult thing to do.
Not everybody can do it.
Did you do it?
Totally.
Yeah? Did you make everyone laugh?
I don't know. I didn't, you know. It's the idea of the exercises is not to, like, succeed in them 100%.
All right.
Like, you're going to fail. You know, you're not going to do it, you know. As long as you give all of your effort.
So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Clown College.
You're just jealous, dude.
I am.
If
right.
If you went, you'd open up a lot.
I got something for you.
You got something?
Ratchaw. We got an old school scratch off. We got an old school scratch off. Here, here's your little scratcher because I can't find a quarter or anything.
I got some quarters.
You got something? I'm just going to scratch. Just keep scratching, buddy.
All right, keep scratching. We do scratching. It all the time?
Yeah, just go. Just go. I got $4. I got a $10.
All right, I got...
I got $40.
I got $40 too. I got life.
I got life.
I got life.
I got another life.
Hold on.
Oh, I need one more life. I got $100.
I got $10.
$5.
$250.
I got a $5.
Four. $20.
And $20. I got nothing. Oh, I got jack shit.
Yeah, I got nothing either.
Scratch off. Didn't work out so well.
No.
It's all right. One of these days, I'm going to win and get the hell out of here.
We're going to win.
Yeah.
We're going to win. Cause
we're going to win big time.
That's the thing with scratch off. If, you know, you win, we both win.
Yeah. Is that how it works?
Is that how it works?
I have to carry you now?
Yeah. You know what? What are your feelings about gambling? Do you gamble at all? I mean, because scratch offs are pretty semi-retarded.
As far as what?
I'm not supposed to say that word.
It's okay. You can say it.
I can say it. Semi-retarded.
Semi-retarded.
I mean, I think I see people up, you know, I'm just trying to get a soda at the gas station or something, and people are like, all right, let me get that one right there, number four. All right, number six. And they're just picking scratch-offs, and they scratch them right there at the counter. I see it all the time.
It's definitely, there's a thing on the back of all of them that says gambling addiction, call, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It's definitely gambling.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just legalized gambling.
Totally.
I mean, I think the gambling is really kind of like losing that like bad boy thread, and it's become like a multi. I mean, look at Pennsylvania now has that casino
in Bethlehem or something, right?
Yeah, they have that one, but they also have the Mount Airy Lodge and Casino now.
Yeah,
it was never a casino when we were kids.
No, well, I wasn't from.
You were down in Florida.
I was down in Florida.
God, Floridians.
But the one in Bethlehem is not run by Indians.
Yeah, I don't think the Mount Airy Lodge one
is.
Can
you call them Indians?
Native Americans. Native whatever Americans. They are. Indians, it's fine.
Yeah, it's run by something.
Why don't you just call them Indians? Let's go slay some Indians.
Some Redbacks or something. What do they call it?
Redskins.
Redskins.
That's pretty funny that the Washington Redskins is the most racist team in sports history.
Oh, yeah.
The Washington Redskins.
What are the other Indian names? Braves?
Braves, Indians. The Redskins.
Yeah,
Don't get much worse than that.
That's like the Oakland Spear Chuckers or something. You know,
the Oakland Spear Chuckers. Oh man! All right, let's take a quick break and we'll come right back.
All right.
DaveandGiggles.blogspot.com.
Back a little melancholy.
Yeah, why don't you just let it play, dude? I love it.
It is. It's playing, man.
It's playing.
It's playing in the background.
But I hate when I hear like radio shows and that somebody plays a cool song and it's like, I don't even know.
This is not a radio. This is a talk show.
It's a talk show?
But we could talk about the song. This is actually Akron Family came out with an album. Akron Family is the last song we play on the show.
Yeah. Well, and, you play it. I don't.
Yeah, you don't have any control over anything. We'll get into that later, too. But when we were hanging out with that girl, I can't remember her name. She was a music critic. She
Taylor.
Was talking all about this. She's talking all about this album. Yeah, I want to get her on to do some music critics. Actually, I want to do music critic wars and bring Ryan in here too.
Oh, I'll throw a shameless plug in there.
All right, let's hear it.
That's Taylor at tsides.com. I think it's t-sides. I'm not so sure, but if you Google tsides,
hold on, I'll do it right now.
All right.
T-Sides.
Just remember T as in Taylor, Sides. She's actually a pretty decent music critic, you know? Yeah. She's pretty involved. She gets in there.
T-Sides, a little bit of a and a little bit of B. Oh, a little bit of A and a little bit of B?
Yeah.
Is that her?
Yeah, totally.
So it's t-sides.com.
Yeah.
That's interesting. We'll have to check her out.
Yeah.
But she raved about this album. Not that good.
No?
I mean, it's not terrible, but it's nowhere near what they used to be. They used to be so much better. Here's her actual her thing about this album.
Are you going to read it?
No, I'm not going to read it. I'm just saying it's there. I just saw it. What do you want me to do?
Are we doing a David Giggles show? Or
we, no, we're going to do a racist show, apparently, because that's what you want to do.
Oh, I'm not racist. Come on.
So what's going on? You wanted to talk about a little racism in the media lately or something?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like, you know, shoot people.
What?
I mean, like...
You want to shoot people?
No, I don't want to shoot people. But that dude...
What did that mean?
That white supremacist dude knocked off a dude at the Jewish Museum.
Yeah, the Holocaust Museum.
And how fast does that sort of, like, fleet from your memory? How you know, how have you thought about that Brazil flight?
Oh, the Brazil flight. There's actually a really, really interesting thing. As you know, I put on that on the website. One of my favorite things was...
look at the website.
Yeah, that's good. No one does, apparently. But Final Destination, the new trailer for the Final Destination. I'm a huge Final Destination fan.
Oh, I can see
great
that.
Movies. But this woman, Johanna Ganthler, I'm going to say that's her name, she was supposed to be on that flight.
Really?
She missed it, died in a car crash 2 days later.
What?
Or a few days later.
What?
Isn't that bizarre?
So she, like, even though she, like, cheated death.
Like she, it came back and bit her in the ass.
Wow.
It caught up with her.
That's nuts.
Final Destination shit right
there. That's like real.
When I read the article, it was all about like Final Destination come to life. It was really funny because they brought this like really cheesy movie into like this real life death tragedy.
That is crazy. Hey, do you think we have tails?
We used to.
Like the coccyx. It's kind of a crazy bone, right? It kind of looks like a tail.
Yeah, well, apparently, I mean, if you go by, but you don't. No, monkeys.
No, listen, I'm just throwing ideas out there. I'm not disagreeing. Or
so is this going to be one of those? Here's a word for you: coccyx. Coccyx, everybody. Coccyx.
What do you think about it? Yeah,
is that what you got to bring to the table?
Totally.
Coccyx.
Well, I didn't want to. You know, I didn't want to get off the whole Brazil.
When I looked at that piece of paper you're holding there a minute ago, it was blank.
This one.
Yeah. What's on it?
I'm sort of writing. I'm sort of writing as I go. Hey, but seriously though, I do have a
what?
I do have a little brief segment we like to call "Dude of the Day."
Dude of the Day.
Do we have the sound clip for "Dude of the Day"?
It's right here.
Who's the Dude of the Day?
Can you play it?
All right, there it is.
That's it? That's what you got from
I'll put it in later, you idiot. I'm going to cut that out. Oh, man. What's wrong with you? All right, well, who is your dude of the day?
Who's the dude of the day?
Joe. Jailhouse Joe.
Jailhouse Joe.
Let me tell you why. Jailhouse
Let me hear
Joe
about Jailhouse Joe.
My dude of the day.
I'll never disagree with Jailhouse Joe being dude
totally.
Of the day.
But he is our number one fan.
He is.
But now he gets the honor of being our dude of the day.
Dude of the day.
Check this out, dude. We're at a dinner party.
All right.
I just roll up to this like barbecue thing in Astoria. And there's like 20 people there that I've never met before. But Professor and I, you know, we roll up to this barbecue and meet Joe there.
How come you never asked me?
You never answer your phone.
You never called me.
No, I didn't. But no. It was a Sunday.
It doesn't matter. I really don't care.
I think you were gone. Anyways, so Professor and I roll up to this party, and there's like 20 people, and there's like two people up front by the windows playing guitar and singing and doing a little drumming action. And it was a pretty decent showing, you know? Like, people were actually playing good music.
I heard about this. Okay, go on.
Yeah. So, anyways, I'm like, wow, this is kind of awkward. You know, I bring some beer, and, you know, I bring a plant for the...
I heard you brought... A plant.
Yeah.
Well, Joe's a little sketched out. He's like, the dude shows up with the plant and goes, I thought it was a housewarming party. I brought a plant.
Well, I knew it wasn't a housewarming party.
Never understand you.
But check this out. We were at Key Foods and I saw this plant for, you know, $2.99. Yeah, it wasn't expensive. But I thought, oh, this will be a
you
nice.
You are an impulse buyer.
Totally. Yeah. I've been spending money like crazy.
You brought back, you were like, I'm going to go get a sandwich. You brought back a cold Polish sausage
and an ice cream bar.
You saw it, yeah. You saw both those things sitting in the cooler, and you were like, "Gotta have it, gotta have it." All right,
but
go
I got
on.
It. Anyways, so getting back to the story,
I'm gonna listen.
You're listening.
I'm listening.
So we go to this party, and you know, Joe's. I guess Joe knew a few people there, but you know, Joe
being the Jailhouse Joe that he is.
He is. And he was rocking the cowboy hat, which I was like, "That's bold."
He's a good cowboy hat wearer. It looks good on him.
Yeah, it does look good on him. And so anyways, they're like, oh, we're going to play a little, we're going to go with the R's. We're going to play a little Rambling On.
But what was the name of this event?
It was just a like Sunday barbecue. This chick has it once a month.
It was called the Ramblin' Ribs.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know there was a name for
it. Yeah, I knew there was a name for it.
I didn't know that.
I know more about this story than you do.
Well, I was at the party.
And I wasn't.
All right, well.
Go on.
Do you want to tell the story?
No, you brought a plant. That's the story that I'm interested in.
So anyways, Joe gets on the guitar. I jumped ahead.
Go ahead.
I did jump ahead. So anyways, the lady's like, we're going to do a little rambling on. And she's like, I don't know how to play it. And Joe is like, yeah, he's from the back, like 25 feet away. He's like, I'll play it if you sing it. And I look at Joe. I'm like, yeah, really? And he's like, yeah, I'll do it. And then people are like, do it. All right, yeah. He's like, no. You know, and it was sort of like an awkward, like, you know, a pause. And so they're like, do it. And Joe gets up there.
They're chanting, do it?
Yeah.
It was, do
like,
it.
Or
do
it. Was like, yeah, you know, that sort of
chanting,
like,
do it? I got to verify that with Joe.
So if something like but gets up right, there and rocks out a little Zeppelin. Yeah. Wait, no, is it Zeppelin or it's Zeppelin?
Yeah, they rock out Zeppelin, ramble on.
Yeah, totally.
That's impressive. Joe's an impressive man.
It was a sweet party trick. It totally beat out my bringing the plant to the party. But the plant was a. But listen,
what did the host say?
She's
about
like, oh,
that's
awesome. Oh my gosh, you know. But it was a good conversation piece, you know. Like I brought a plant to a party, like a little angel tree, you know. It cost me $3, but you know now they have a plant.
$3. I'd love
you. Don't bring anything to my house.
What are you talking about? Did you see all this equipment I just brought over?
But it's ours.
This is not your equipment. This is not. None of this is your equipment.
All right, let's get on to something. We're drifting here.
All right, what do you got on that blank piece of paper?
All right. Bands we like, bands we hate. All right.
Oh, God.
All right. Bands I like, Twisted Sister.
Oh, God.
Bands I hate, Pink Floyd.
You just want to press my buttons. That's all you want to do. That's really all you want to do. I mean, I'm cool with that because that's completely unfounded. You know it is.
But, I mean, you know, they're all right, but they're not as great as, like, you know, people make them out to be.
How could where's your foundation on this other than the fact that you want to make me mad?
Where's the musicality? Where's the storytelling? You know?
Now I know you're just being an asshole, because if you want to go down that road, talk about Twisted Sister. What does their song sing it for you? How does it go? You got a no. That's Beastie Boys. I just got high in here.
Just got high.
Yeah,
it did get high in here.
Just got high in here.
I really. You gonna? You gonna answer your phone?
My phone's not ringing. Oh, is it?
Let's do a little. Spoken word.
Joe says, I said, did they chant do it when you played Ramble On at the party? And he said, they more moaned in virile ecstasy. I don't know where he comes
from. That's why he's the dude of the day, dude.
Dude of the day. Dude of the day. Joe, you're the dude of the day. Mm. What were we going to say?
Shirtless Summer. It's upon us. June 21st.
Well, Sunday, I'm sure this will probably get out there by around Sunday. So today, if you're listening to it on Sunday, is the first day of summer.
Mm-hmm.
And we did have a bet. Six-pack for a six-pack.
Yep.
How are we doing on that?
I don't have a six-pack.
So you owe me a six-pack.
Totally.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, you got it.
I only make sure thing bets, fellas. I only make sure thing bets.
Like these scratch-off tickets.
Yeah, but that's a bit, so it's going on the company card.
Yeah, that's true. Are you writing off this show?
We can get into that. So I just ended my job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we take a break and then come back to it?
Yeah, we'll talk about me ending my job and possible future jobs.
And there could be something interesting coming up.
Why'd you just fart at us? What is interesting? Give a better tease than that.
I was just trying to, if they've stopped listening, if they haven't stopped listening by now, I want to give them a teaser to the next segment. I mean, how many people do you think are actually listening?
We'll talk
at this point?
About it. We'll get to that around next time.
Don't be stupid, Dave and Giggles.
So I just got this in. Joe has told Giggles, you need to meet more dudes. This is like my third dude of the day.
I'm sorry.
I don't get it.
Apparently, he's been named Dude of the Day twice before.
Really?
Yeah. You should check your records.
Maybe I got a little man crush on Joe.
I think you do. You have been hanging out, going over there a lot, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, at least, you know, once I see Joe every, you know.
So speaking of, I played this because I want to get into a little I'm sorry section. We haven't done that in a while.
It's
but
been a while.
Before we get into that, I want to talk about John from Boston had a dream about you.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty weird.
All right, I'm going to read it as he wrote it. I had a dream.
Do you have permission to read this?
Yeah, he gave me permission.
Nice.
And I'm also going to do a segment called John's Text of the Day.
Nice.
But that'll come right after this.
Okay.
So this dream he had, I'll read it exactly. I had a dream that I worked with Giggles at a law firm. We were all paralegals. And he fell into some gay relationship with a guy that looked like Doug, one of our friends from high school. Gay guy from high school. Really thin, like wiry looking guy. They would go work on the road going to different people's houses for legal advice. But they would stop a lot of the times at the desert to make love, and they would film it and email it to everybody. However, right before they would have sex, they would get into a fight and it wouldn't get that far. Very bizarre dream. Then he texted me and said, "Is Giggles gay?" And I think he's asking.
Yeah, he's like serious about it. He's like,
I think he's asking. Yeah. Do you have anything to say to John?
I mean, I'm flattered. I'm flattered that he's having dreams about me, because when you dream about somebody, that means that they're kind of on your subconscious.
Yeah.
You know?
Giggles is there with you, and he's met you like once.
Once.
Yeah. I mean, he's got a little crush on you, like you got a little crush on Joe. It's this whole three-way thing.
It's not a little crush.
It's a big crush.
It's a big crush. It's like an overpowering man crush.
Wow.
Yeah, but it's cool, though.
Wow. All right, so we got into this. We haven't done a sorry segment in a while.
Okay.
Have you been sorry for anything lately? I like to do sorry segments with more people, but
yeah, it's better with more people.
But it's fun to do nonetheless.
I twisted my ankle a couple days ago, which I'm pretty sorry about. I mean, I'm not apologizing to anybody but myself. Are you gonna play this again?
No, I ain't gonna play it again.
Gosh, I hate that.
I don't know why you hate that so much.
It is pretty funny that, like, but Christian Bale's a douche.
So, how,
like,
could you say he's a douche?
I mean, okay, I
even coming from the, I mean, this is an old time thing, but coming from an actor's standpoint.
I wasn't there. I mean, I could understand, like, how he could have flipped out, because I flipped out on stage before, or, like, in class. Like,
I don't know what gives you the right. You ain't Christian Bale, but I mean, you know, this guy's just trying to do his work.
It's true. What really happened? Was the guy laughing?
This is so old. We're still going to talk about it.
I don't know. I don't care about it. I'm not up to pop.
He was doing a scene, right? Yeah. So say you're Christian Bale. You're doing a scene. Uh-huh. While you're in the middle of doing a scene, the director of photography walks behind you and starts fixing lights. So he's like, "What the fuck? I'm trying to do my work. What are you doing, dude? I'm in the middle of a scene." And he got all pissed off from there. So I think he had complete right.
Yeah. So I mean, if he's fixing the lights, then you really can't fix the lights during the middle of a scene, because it's going to be inconsistent.
Yeah. Let's talk about something that isn't like a year old.
Okay. Sorry. What?
Okay, what?
What, dude? Sorry.
It's okay.
You're the one that played the clip, dude.
I didn't mean to play it. It was a complete accident. It was a complete accident.
I got a current event. This is the only current event I'm going to give you. What do you think about Iran, this whole election stuff? You think it's just a big...
Coccyx.
Coccyx.
I mean, these are just words you throw out. Iran. Coccyx.
Nukes.
Dukes of Hazzard.
Nukes.
Hemorrhoid cream.
Hey, speaking of hemorrhoids, let's have a serious conversation.
Are you still got your hemorrhoids?
I don't know.
Is it hard to sit?
It's not hard to sit.
Is it hard to go to the bathroom?
No.
So then I think you're all right. What's the problem?
I think I just have an itchy asshole.
Is that, we're going to go shock jock, shock jock. I got an itchy asshole, shock jock.
I don't know.
Go ahead. Is it like a big problem?
No, it's not a big problem. I don't think it's a big deal.
Since Scrap left when he went to Costa Rica, I wish we could give him a phoner right now. But
give him what?
A little phoner. Call him up.
Okay. Yeah.
But,
is that what you call it?
A little phoner. Yeah.
All right.
So since he left, have you you've been home alone, all alone lately?
Home
alone.
Alone.
How's that been treating you?
It's not bad. I've been sleeping on the couch a lot.
You're falling asleep on the couch,
I like
no
the
bed?
Couch. The couch is nice. I mean, Scrap likes to have sleepover hears.
What does he like to have?
Sleepover hears. I call him.
Wait, who sleeps over?
A couple dudes here and there. you've never slept over here? I thought it was a normal thing. I thought dudes always slept over here.
No. I don't know. Right, I don't live here. You do.
Well, I do.
Yeah. I must say, I'm surprised that you kept the house clean.
It is pretty clean.
I am surprised. I bet you when he comes back, though, he's going to be walking around the house.
Looking for
going,
stuff.
Like, what did he do? What did he do? What did he do?
I should do something. He's going to probably like freak out about the excessive amount of Bath & Body Works stuff here.
So you went to Bath & Body Works the other day and texted me about it.
Totally.
What is it? Bed Bath & Body or Bath & Body Works? Isn't that like a perfume store or something?
It's got a lot of smelly stuff. Yeah, it's like soaps and.
So what did you go to there for?
Well, I'm fascinated with the eucalyptus spearmint. It's like it's a hand soap. And I'll let you smell it. Here, hold on.
Is that the stuff that's in the bathroom right now that has it says like, what does it say on it? I can't remember.
Stress relief
hand soap.
It's nice. It's got a good smell. I'm not, I'm not plugging Bath & Body Works or anything, but it's like.
Apparently you are.
Well, yeah, I am. They should sponsor us.
They should sponsor us.
We should email them. We'll send this clip.
Hey, sponsor us.
No, but it's it's a nice soap, And, I'm totally not gay.
But, I mean, you how much you spend on that soap?
It was buy two, get two free. I bought shampoo, conditioner, and two soaps.
So you got...
For $20.
So you got, like, what, a soap and a conditioner for free?
Yeah, something like that. Here, smell this. This is the Energy hand soap. Just give a little whiff.
Energy. It smells like any other soap. Orange ginger. How much you spend on this thing?
It was like six or something.
$6. I guess that ain't too
bad. It's not. You know what I mean? It's not bad.
I just don't know why I go through all the trouble.
No, and as I was buying the stuff, I was like, I don't need this. I don't need
there
this.
There we go again. You are a binge buyer.
Totally.
Or a.
But I don't kill people. So it's all right.
What is that?
Well, I mean, it's better than killing people or, doing heroin.
Where does that come into play? Well, you're just buying soap.
You're just accusing me of being a binge spender. So I'm just defend myself by saying I don't kill people.
I don't care if you're
binge. I don't shoot heroin. Why you got to get
Yeah,
all...
but where does that come into play? Like, that's like saying complete opposite things. That's apples and oranges, my friend. Let's all go to clown school.
I hurt my ankle.
How'd you do that?
In clown school. Well, I did a stupid move. Like, I just, as they say, muscled my way through something. And then kicked my leg up and I spun around. Because
trying to make people laugh.
Totally. Totally. All in the sake of trying to make people laugh.
Did you go down and you started hurting yourself? And then that's when everyone started laughing.
No, it was more
that's
like.
That's when I would start laughing.
If people are in shock, they're like, oh, geez, he just hurt himself.
Yo, this dude hurt himself at Clown College. It's hysterical.
It was pretty funny.
That is pretty funny.
Man, these are good mics.
Yeah, they were. Let's not talk about that. All right, so to get into, we were talking about a tease before. So I'm done with my job. Mm. Had a big blowout. Got wasted. So today, I had an interview at Rock 30 Rock.
Yeah, are you going to talk about it now?
Yeah, talk about it now.
The show or the building?
Because
you say 30 Rock.
Yeah, it's the Dr. Oz show.
What?
Dr. Oz show.
You mean the gay doctor that's on Oprah?
Oprah? It's Oprah
How
money.
Is that 30 Rock? Is he gay?
It's in that building. I don't know if he's gay. I've never met the man.
How's your gaydar? You have good gaydar?
You do. You have excellent gaydar. I would never say that I do. Really? I have no idea.
Yeah.
But apparently
I mean,
you
could be sitting right next to a big homo and you wouldn't even know it, would you?
Really don't care.
Yeah?
Actually, I am sitting next to a big homo. I had that interview today. So I guess right now I told her I'm going to think about it. I don't know. They offered me the job.
Really?
Yeah.
You going to talk about that on the radio?
Why not?
Yeah. Five people listening.
Yeah, it's five people listening. I want their advice. Tell me if I should take the job or not.
Email us at daveandgiggles@gmail.com.
Or check out the website at
daveandgiggles.blogspot.com.
There you go.
Yo, what's up, dude?
Yo, buddy. You're on the radio.
Oh, Jesus Christ, I'm on the radio?
You're totally on the radio, buddy.
What's going on, guys?
Nothing. We were talking about your dream you had the other day.
Is that right?
That is right.
I don't think I need to answer questions. I think Giggle needs to answer questions.
You think this is true? This is the way he dreams, and that's what happens?
You know, I think so. I mean, I've only met the kid once, but he's given me enough material to me to believe that he actually lives this life.
So he's given up enough material for one day of meeting of them to have gay dreams.
Pretty much.
What do you got to say to this, Giggles?
You know, Jay, I can't believe this, dude. You know, like, just because you're my number one fan and our number three listener doesn't mean you need to get all, like, you know, gay dreaming about me.
Well, you should take this as a compliment, because I've only had those type of dreams to people that are very close to me, you know, in a platonic type of a way.
That's hysterical. Oh, you know what? He gave Dude of the Day to Joe. I'm taking it back, and I'm giving it to you.
I have the Dude of the Day. I mean, there's really, you know, there's no doubt about that.
No, there is not.
So any way I can help, you know, I'm glad to help you guys out. Giggles, you know, because I think he needs some direction in his life. So be some type of motivation.
It's so true. You know, I'll talk to you later.
Hugs and kisses, Giggles.
Right back at you.
Where are you going?
I'm running out a couple push-ups.
You going to do a couple push-ups? We're in the middle of a show and you get up and do pull-ups. You did one. Come on, struggle with that second one.
That's three.
Struggle with it. Come on, get up there. Come on. Oh, God.
It was five.
Oh, man. He's going to come back here and say he did five push-ups.
Pull-ups, dude.
Pull-ups.
Just did five
but
pull-ups.
But you really did two.
What?
You were struggling on that second one.
Are you kidding me?
Totally not kidding.
What? All right. Well, you know, it's a little he said, she said.
He said, she said.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about Rod Stewart?
Coccyx. Rod Stewart. What about Rod Stewart?
Oh.
Is that what you have to bring to the show? Because you don't bring anything on your piece of paper?
What do you got?
All right, so this is interesting. Interesting story in the news. I think it was like last week. The last woman who was on the Titanic died.
She was 97. She was a baby.
She was like 1 year old when she
died. He talked about this about like two or three shows ago.
I don't think I did.
You did. We'll check the records.
Check the records.
We'll have our PA.
When I read this thing, I started thinking, Titanic was a momentous event.
Yeah.
You know?
Ship went down.
9/11 was a momentous event. Yeah. Besides 9/11, what other events can we say have been momentous?
The tsunami.
The tsunami was.
What, like 6 years ago? 5 years ago?
I don't know. It was like Christmas Eve, like 5 years, 6 years.
2004, maybe? Yeah. I think 2004.
Yeah, that was a big one.
I was in Thailand a year before that.
Really?
Same place.
Did you go on that beach?
I think either that beach or very close to it.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
What
are you thinking? I mean, I think. I mean, that's 250,000 people gone right there.
Huge. You know? Yeah. Ton of people. Yeah. It's just, you know, it just made me think, like, there hasn't been many other, I mean...
You get the New Orleans. That's a bunch of garbage.
That's a new one. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I just wanted to think. I just wanted to know what else is out there, you know?
What's your opinion? Like, what do you think other than 9/11? I mean, that plane went down. That's a Titanic right there. It's
which
not
one?
Like the
one,
Air France.
The Air France.
And did you hear about that pilot passing away in mid-flight?
Oh, yeah. All right. So that's interesting. If your pilot died and the co-pilot took over, landed the plane, because he didn't tell anybody. They didn't tell anybody on the plane.
Yeah, they called they called and asked.
They called
for a doctor.
It in, but they didn't tell anybody on the plane that the pilot died.
Yeah.
Would you want to know that your pilot's dead? Or would you rather them go about their jobs and do their jobs?
Yeah, do their jobs.
And then tell you after.
I don't need to know the pilot's dead mid-flight. You don't need like
200
people.
That's just panic.
Yeah.
That's just panic.
I mean, the pilot's dead.
I think a lot of people are pissed that are on the flight that wanted to know.
What are they going to be like? Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. Is there a pilot on board? We seem to have lost our pilot.
Sure.
You know,
but
can anybody fly this plane?
I mean, that's what I'm asking you. You would not want to know that the pilot is dead.
I think every time I go up in a plane, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
You know, I get that feeling. Like, I'm like, this could be it. This could be it.
I mean, it could be. You know what I'm saying? Like,
are you putting your faith or your life in like
somebody else's hands?
Someone else's hands. I mean, you do that in cars, but that's way different. I mean, you're not 30,000 feet in the air.
No, with jet turbines and geese and you know, thunderstorms and you know,
it's out of control.
Nuts, man. That's a crazy world we live in.
It is a crazy world we live in.
Gosh, I'm glad I'm sitting next to you doing a radio show, Dave.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks. You want to take a break or you want to...
Yeah, I'll take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about this guy who goes around videotaping cops doing wrong things.
Is it that?
Yeah, we'll talk about when we come back.
All right,
take a little break.
Look good, Dave.
You look too good too, buddy.
Keep going with some more Dave and Giggle stuff.
What's going on, buddy?
I'm sitting on an airplane waiting to take off, heading to Milwaukee.
Very nice. What are you going out to the fish show?
Yeah, if we can make it there.
Sweet. You're on the radio right now. We're doing the radio show.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
So you've got live from the runway.
Live from the runway out to where are you headed?
I'm heading to Milwaukee.
Milwaukee to see the fish show, right?
Yeah, two of them.
Two fish shows.
Two fish shows indeed.
Tell me your layout. Well, tell me what's going on over there.
I can tell you that Midwest Airlines computers are absolute shit.
What does that mean?
It means that Midwest computers that allow the planes to take off and know where they're going are run from Europe, apparently. And their data services is just not up to par.
Well, that's interesting.
Pretty terrible.
Yeah, it is pretty terrible. But at least you'll get out there eventually.
Hopefully. Well, the other problem is the rent-a-car place closes at midnight. So if we don't make it by then, we're stuck in Milwaukee Airport for the night.
Yeah, so who are you with? What are the guys you got with you?
So I'm by myself right now. My buddy Brent is somewhere in the back of the plane. And Marty and his roommate are stuck in Cleveland because of weather. So it's all sorts of fun getting to Wisconsin. Who would have thought it'd be that hard? You think Wisconsin would just want people to come?
It's true. What are you making any friends out there?
Not currently.
What about that lady sitting right next to you?
Interesting.
Tell her she's on the Dave and Giggles show.
Do you want to be on a radio show?
Yes.
No, sorry.
That's hysterical.
She doesn't want to be on the radio show. Sorry.
That's hysterical. All right, John, the reason we called you, we want to introduce you as our new producer.
Oh, all right, thank you.
Give him a hand of applause. Woo!
Well, I gladly accept.
Nice. Next time you come on, we'll introduce you correctly.
Sounds good. Well, for you and your listeners, you got to keep your fingers crossed that we make it to Milwaukee alive and safe.
All right, we got to ask you one thing. Giggles wants to know, what are you going to bring to the show?
Well, I got all sorts of stuff. If I wasn't sitting on the plane, I could give you the full rundown of what went down and what went on.
All right, bring it to us next time. I like it. All right, we're going to let you go, though. Enjoy the flight.
All right, cheers, guys.
All right, later, buddy.
What if that was the last time we ever talked to John?
I know, there he is. We're talking about plane flights and
Air France and Final Destination. What if John...
Yeah.
I feel like John, if he was on the plane that was going down, like he'd be the one to save it.
How would he save it?
I don't know, but he seems like that guy that like is prepared for everything.
Interesting.
Like I took a car with him on the way to Andy's birthday party.
I remember. I stuck you with him. I was like, go.
Yeah, 4 hours with Johnny. You know, that was good. We got to know each other. But he was ready for everything. What do you got going on there, dude?
I don't know. I got mono. Okay.
You have mono?
Yeah, we're cool.
We shouldn't have kissed then.
Don't worry about it. Not that kind of mono. Yeah. All right. So yeah, we'll introduce Johnny as our next producer when he comes back on the show.
All right.
We'll see what he has to bring.
Yeah, I mean, I'm willing to give him a shot.
Yeah, see what he has to bring.
Yeah. What else? Conan.
Conan and Letterman. They're
in
kind
both?
Of
like, what do you mean? Like, in
well,
cahoots?
I mean, Conan is Tonight Show now. He's big time.
Yeah,
and Letterman's in a lot of hot water.
Really?
Yeah, why they want him fired.
Oh, for the whole Sarah Palin thing? No.
Yeah, dude. You haven't seen any of the stuff out there? They want him fired.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That just angers me.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
What did he say? Because, I mean, I don't even remember it, but it just, it was taken out of context. And, like, please, you got to make fun of that family. You know? It's crazy.
It's true.
She's crazy.
She is crazy.
She is crazy. Like, anybody that would vote for Sarah Palin in 2012? Yeah. You know?
She's going to be the front runner.
Totally. Of course she is. She's a woman. She's Republican. And she's stupid.
Yeah.
You know? She's stupid.
And here we go, getting ourselves in hot water.
We are. We're going to get, we're probably going to, those, maybe one of those five people that are listening to us is a, an FCC critic or something.
I doubt it. So the one other thing that, if you want to talk politics,
what?
You know, the other thing I found that interesting as of late, it's now come in to focus that it's okay to make fun of Obama.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, he's settled in. All right, now we can make fun of him.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I hear, like, Bill Maher was talking the other day. He was talking about how he said on the TV, he was just like, you know, I elected you for a reason. You ain't doing anything. You ain't doing jack shit. So it's like, it's got to a point where, okay, now it's okay to make fun of Obama.
Like, now it's time to kick in an overdrive, dude, and, like, you know.
I don't know what that means.
Well, but, I mean, like, he's got it, and he's, you know, he's throwing out these plans, but it's like, all right, follow through with it.
Follow through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm so sick of
politics
and the news and media. Like, I could care less about this chick from the Hills having bulimia or John and Kate plus eight and all that.
Wait,
I just saw it today. I read what happened? It was like in Metro or AM New York, one of those.
Is it the one that's in the I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, which is absolutely hilarious.
Or, hold on, Dance Your Ass Off.
I saw that one.
We love watching fat people.
We love watching fat people.
We love watching people cry. And when there's a show that has fat people and people crying mixed together, we love it.
We do love it.
We eat it.
The interesting, I've watched I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. It's actually pretty funny. The one thing I want to see, because apparently they're live and they're in Costa Rica. I hope Andy Scrap runs into them. It would be really good. Doubt it'll happen, but it would be really good.
Yeah. That's it.
With what?
That's all you got? But, I don't know, man. You said something about on your blog, which I paid little attention to, but about you're tired of people getting like shows that vote people off.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I you know,
you're right there with
me? I'm right there with you, dude. Yeah. For once, I agree with you.
Oh, yeah, that was a while ago. I talked about how we should have a show that votes shows off.
All right.
That'd be pretty good.
I would go with the I'd go with MTV. I'd go with the whole network.
You'd take out the whole network?
Take out the whole network.
Why would you take out the whole network?
Because there's really nothing on that network that I want to watch. Like, maybe years ago, I was interested in the whole Real World, like, Road Rules, that whole thing.
You were down,
like,
with that.
I was down with that. I was like, oh, that's cool. And there was a couple True Lives. It was like, True Life, I have Tourette's. I was like, oh, that's cool. Like, I could,
True Life,
like,
I
you could
Tourette's.
Stare at a person with Tourette's and not feel awkward. You know, because if somebody's got Tourette's, like, in public, you feel bad looking at them, you know?
Totally.
But this is 30 minutes of a show that you can just watch somebody, you know, have Tourette's. And not feel guilty about it.
And not feel guilty. Then they also had the show for like a few, I think it was like 5 or 6 episodes, How's Your News? Which a bunch of like mentally handicapped people had their own news show.
Are you kidding me?
It was actually really funny.
It was on MTV?
Yeah, it was on MTV.
No.
How's Your News? Yeah, look it up. Look it up. It's hysterical. It was a really great show because these guys, there was one guy who was in a wheelchair and he had like one strong arm and like he couldn't talk. Like he was really, really messed up. Yeah. But all he did was arm wrestle people. It was really fantastic.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, it is crazy.
You know, well, I mean, I'd still take the network out.
So that's what other shows would you take out? You could vote off any show.
I like the American Idol. I mean, I like the last, like, I don't like watching it, but I like.
So you wouldn't vote it off?
No.
You wouldn't vote off American Idol?
Well, I just like the idea that all these people are crazy and they just line up to these Astrodomes and Superdomes like 4 days in advance and camp out, you know, and they're
so
nuts.
We should get you out there.
No, I don't have the time for that. These people have nothing to do with their lives than to go out there and wait for a competition.
You know, would go out there for the show?
What?
You wouldn't go out there for the show? Like, do we can record the whole thing?
To go out there and, like, wait
for it? Do it for
line?
The radio show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'd do that.
All right, so let's do
but
that.
We got to produce it, you know? I mean, there's some crazy people out there. You know, everybody wants to be a celebrity.
Get me out of here. I'm a celebrity.
Yeah. What would you vote off?
I'd vote off American Idol.
Really?
And anything that has to do with dancing.
Mm.
What do you? Didn't we talk about Susan Boyle the other day?
Yeah, you guys were talking about her. I really can't stand her. What about her?
No, I just can't stand her either.
She's gone, right? Or what's happening to her? She got voted off.
Yeah, either that or she's got exhaustion. She's like the quintessential definition of 15 minutes of fame. You know, like she rode that wave, and that's all that she's got. You know,
that's it.
I mean, that's what we do. We spin them up and chew them out and spit them out. You know?
Well, they what did they have to do with her? They had to put her into some kind of
hospital.
Yeah,
she was exhausted because she's not a celebrity. She's not used to the fast paced like pictures and interviews, and they're asking her all kinds of questions. Like, you know. You know, and they're probably looking for some guy that slept with Susan Boyle. They're like, all right, who's, you know?
She's apparently a virgin.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
That's her claim to fame.
Really?
Yeah, totally.
What's your claim to fame?
This is it. It's my show. It's all I got. What's your claim to fame?
I went to clown school.
Did go to clown school. Oh, man.
All right. Good show.
Good show.
We got news? I mean, we got something to look forward to next week? Or we got, you know, what's in the works?
You want to give a couple teases?
Teases or teasers?
Teasers? Teases? It's all the same thing. Mm. Well, teasers? Maybe next week we'll get phone calls in.
Yeah, I can take a phoner.
Yeah, take a phoner?
Yeah. It's been a while since
maybe had a you could tell us more about Clown College.
All right. Yeah. Week two of Clown College. Yeah,
and I think maybe we'll introduce. Giggles interviews. Let's go out and get some interviews.
We should.
Yeah.
We don't, you know.
Let's go out and get some interviews.
All right.
I'm going to be in Cape Cod this week, but I want you to go out and get some interviews.
What are you doing in Cape Cod?
I'm going on a little vacation. I got time off. My show ended. I'm hanging out.
Cape Cod, though?
Cape Cod.
You going to take the car up there?
Take the car out there, yeah.
You going to take the ferry?
No, I'll take the ferry.
Isn't there a ferry, though, that goes from Long Island to Cape Cod?
Yeah, kind of.
Why don't you take that?
Yeah. Really?
What?
You want me to drive all the way out to Long Island?
To take a ferry to...
And then what if I can't take the ferry? I don't know the times of this ferry.
Well, look them up.
Look them up.
No, you're more of like a Connecticut guy. You like going up the north and over.
Yeah. That's what I do.
What are you going to send us out with?
I'm going to send us out with a song that's playing right now. Can't hear. But we're going to play out now, so we'll catch you next time.
Boom.
Idly hey.
Go home.
Doodly do.
Sad that we have to grow old.
You have reached the voicemail of Professor Christopher, universal recording artist and international rock star. Please leave your number and a brief message, and your call will be returned as soon as possible.